In this lesson, we'll have a look at how I sold my Chrome extensions within 5 hours of them going live at the full asking price. So it couldn't have gone much better for me, and I was super happy with how it all played out. So let me share my experience now. So my valuation multiplier was the second highest ever SaaS valuation multiplier on Empire Flippers at the time that I sold. So I actually got a 57x multiplier on the monthly net profit. And I'll go into the reasons why I think I got such a high valuation multiplier a bit later on. But in terms of the process, after my listing went live on the marketplace on that Monday, I had several buyers showing interest in a short period, unlocking the listing, reviewing the financials, the metrics, and the seller interview responses, and then trying to request a call with myself. And there was one buyer in particular that was very interested, but he was unable to schedule a call for that same day. And he could see that other buyers had unlocked the listing and booked calls already for the following day. But this guy was super keen. He just went ahead and bought the business at the full asking price within 5 hours of it going live without even jumping on a call. He had to pay that non-refundable holding deposit to secure it, and that listing was locked on the marketplace. So yeah, it was relatively straightforward. I didn't even need to go through any of the preliminary buyer-seller calls. The buyer just purchased it outright at the full price, so there was no negotiations to do. And I think the reasons for this quick sale was because I'd done my homework and prepared as well as I could for the sale. So I got all the KPIs and everything trending in the right direction. I'd answered the seller interview questions in detail, highlighting some potential upsides for the buyer, so someone with more experience in scaling up paid ads. So yeah, that detailed info and thorough preparation alongside that motivated buyer led to that quick sale at full asking without a phone call. So it's definitely well worth taking your time when you're filling in all the seller questions and giving some thought as to what upside you might see for a potential new owner, just to connect the potential dots for them. Okay, so that's it for this lesson. In the next one, we'll discuss what happens after the sale, which is the migration process. So I'll see you in the next lesson.